What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with our PGA contenders, our best bets for the Memorial, and we're coming in hot once again. But before we pat ourselves on the back, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. We did it again. We both hit a bet from last week's show. I love it. Let's talk a little bit about it. Who did better, you or me?
Well, we did equally bad with Chris Kirk, so
we can
throw that out. It was interesting. So we found, I think, you know, it's funny. We started this beginning of the year. I think we both found a groove of how we want to approach it. And this is how I bet in my actual card. You have your outrights, but it's not just about the outrights. It's about finding those other guys that can stem the tide between, you know how hard it is to hit an outright winner? And you've done that. Taylor Gooch was a top 20, I believe. Yeah, and I hit Griot as a top 10, and those, you know, you're getting 4-1, 5-1, 3-1. That covers your bets and some for a couple weeks at times, and that makes all the difference.
Yeah, being able to take a little bit of those profits and getting your slivers of additional outrights, that's where we're what we're trying to do here, and
yes,
that worked out pretty well. So back-to-back weeks where we each get one, and oddly enough, the one guy that we did like both, our overlap last week for the first time in ages, goes out and shoots what, 6 over, 7 over, something like that on Sunday, just immediately removes himself from contention. I didn't need him to win. I think I had him top 10, I believe. And so I had an outside shot.
Yeah, I had no chance. Sunday.
No, you did not.
No.
But
nope.
We definitely didn't have the outright winner last week, and we certainly didn't have Phil the week before.
No, but that speaks to this video. If you told me those two outright winners, I would say, man, awful betting weeks. But that's not the case because of these other guys in the top 5, top 10, top 20 market. So we are now going, we're going to attempt the back-to-back-to-back. Remember that baseball video? Tom Anansky, back-to-back-to-back AAU championships or whatever. Do you want to go first? Do you want to go second?
Oh, I hate that you're asking me. All I want to do now is go throw baseballs from center field
into
a garbage
a
can at home plate with Fred McGriff.
Those were the days, man. Simpler times.
I will go first because I want to beat you to someone. And I think that I'm going to be...
We're not going to overlap. You think we're going to overlap. I think there's no chance.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Maybe you're right. I will go first. I'm going to start with my outright. And I feel pretty good about this one. 80-1 to win. No, we're not overlapping. Oh, man, this is crazy. But maybe you have him elsewhere. I don't know. It feels weird to me. I'm surprised you don't have him here today because you have him everywhere, always. I'm going to Griot. No Griot for you this week?
Oh, no. We'll get there. Yeah, go ahead. Say your piece.
We were overlapped. I told you. I know everything. All right, so big keys for this course. Accuracy off the tee. Approach game. Accuracy off the tee, whatever. Approach game, pretty solid. Not going to be mad about that. It's hard to have a better approach game than Griot. Tied for eighth last week, Charles Schwab. 3 other top 20s in his last 6 events. The putter is getting better. Gained strokes putting over his last 3 events. I'll take whatever I can get there. Finished tied for 9th here in 2019. Tied for 23rd in 2018. I'm just honestly just surprised that 80-1 exists. All the other numbers that I saw for him were in the low 50s, maybe got to 60. So to get to 80, to me, that's just completely incorrect. I just want to take that value. I like him as the trickle down all the way, too. Some of these lines are a little weird for him.
Yes, all of this is correct. The only thing I push back on, and I know you said it kind of jokingly, pretty good iron player. His irons over the last 5 tournaments have been the best in the world. He's gained 6 strokes or more in 4 of 5 events with the ball striking. That's as elite as you're going to find. That's Morikawa, that's Zalatoris, that's JT style. I'll say this. We have a great, great piece of content here at Awesomeo. It's called our Expert Best Bets, and it's a collaboration of a lot of our golf guys putting their favorite bet in an article. Mine this week was Griot. 80-1 outright. So I put that there. I used him in this video. We're going to get to him a little bit. But my guy that I used to win the tournament in this video was another guy that I saw value because I can't say anything bad about 80-1. But 55-1 for Louis Oosthuizen, my man. He's maybe not as much beloved as Griot in my mind. But you know what? At the same time, this is a major winner. This is a guy with serious pedigree and serious form as well. When you look at Usti, he's coming off a run, another runner-up at the PGA, where once again, irons, short game, putting. He has gained strokes putting in every single event in 2021. He has been legitimately the best putter in the world, which is a little scary. But you know what? At the same time, maybe there's something to just finding a groove. And you look at what Usti's doing, pretty much every time he shows up, I know when he gets stable, it's a little scary. But that's more on the DFS side. 55-1 for a guy that's seemingly around the leaderboard time after time. I see nothing at Memorial that could cause him problems. If anything, his short game is better suited right now to handle this test at Muirfield than any other year. So I'm going to just take him at 55-1. I think this is the spot, the type of player that could easily excel here.
55-1 looks like a really nice number. I have no qualms there. I'm heading to the top 10 market now. Plus 1,200 for Kevin Streelman. Finished T20 last week at Charles Schwab. Tied for 8th at the PGA Championship. He's got a strong off-the-tee game in terms of accuracy. He's got a high-end approach game as well. He finished 4th here in 2019, so he's not a stranger to getting into the top 10. He's probably having his best year as a pro this year, so it's a good time to get on the Kevin Streelman bandwagon. And I kind of assumed that his top 5 odds would look a little bit like this at plus 1200. So to get that little extra buffer, that extra 6 to 10 range, I feel like I'm giving myself a little bit of hope. But plus 1200, I mean, this will pay me off for a while if it lands.
Certainly will. Interesting pick. I see where you're getting this. He's automatic off the tee. Going to gain strokes without being aggressive. Tee to green, he's almost automatic at this point. You got one giant question. So Muirfield Village is some of the hardest bunkers in the world. You don't want to go in the sand here. Kevin Streelman has lost strokes around the green in 6 of 7. So if he doesn't hit GIRs at a high clip, and it is difficult to do that here, he's going to be exposed to that. Doesn't mean he can't get up and down, but it's certainly not his forte, not his strong suit. So that's just something to kind of keep in mind there. But I'm going to the top 5 market here. And, you know, you just mentioned a price you didn't get. Here's a price that I don't get at all. This guy is going to be a DFS darling this week. His price is wrong, and we'll discuss all that. But I will say real quickly, one of the ways that you can do things if you're not in love with the chalk and you say, I want to get exposure to a guy, but I don't want to play him, you know, in a weird situation, is to go to the betting market. 29-1 for a top 5 for Kyle Stanley. I just don't get it. I didn't get his price, certainly on the DFS side of things, and I think this is way too high of a number. Kyle Stanley is a player. I know he hasn't had the most consistent form in recent years, but you know what? He's shown flashes, particularly recently. Coming off an 8th place finish at Charles Schwab, he gained 9.9 strokes tee to green, and long term, this guy has multiple wins on tour. He has a string of top 5s on tour, including 2 at the Memorial. Runner-up in 2018, third place in 2013. He was 6th here in 2017. He can do it. Is it likely? Obviously not, but he's 29-1. If you're telling me, is he more likely than like 3.5%? Yeah, I would say so, particularly with the way he's striking it. So I didn't get that price right off the bat, and Kyle Stanley's certainly on the betting card this week.
I like that a lot. That's a really, really weird number. If that hits, I mean, that'll be one of the best bets we'll have in this video.
It's like an outright
for the entire year. Yeah, it really
for,
is.
For a
it
good really player, is. Yeah. So that one I didn't get. And like I said, last thing quickly, he's going to be very chalky on the DFS side. So if you wanted to go a different route there, you lock this in and you know you've secured. If he has a huge week, well, you're going to have a great week anyway because you just hit 29-1. If he has a terrible week and he misses the cut, you would gladly sacrifice the bet because now on the DFS side, you're well ahead.
Absolutely. I really like that one a lot. I'm going to look into that. I don't really have a ton of confidence in my third pick. I'm going to be perfectly honest.
That's the best type.
I had a lot of trouble finding someone in that top 20 market. I almost started looking at the make cut, miss cut lines, but I found one that I wanted to go to. So we're looking at T20 plus 350 for Brendan Todd. Now, I mentioned needing the approach game on this course. Doesn't have that. Not so much. Pretty bad. But he does lead the entire PGA in driving accuracy. Numero uno in 2021. So at the very least, he's starting off on the right foot. I need him to continue from there. The putter is going to have to carry him. Fantastic putter. I just need him to be able to get on the green. Those bunkers will be treacherous. Please do your best, Brendan Todd, to find your way out of those as much as possible. Finished tied for eighth last week at Charles Schwab. So at least he's coming in with a little bit of momentum. It's his second top 10 on the year. So I'm giving myself a little bit of wiggle room in terms of going to top 20. He finished T22 here last year, so he can knock on the door of the top 20. It's fine. The problem here is that he's not having like the best 2021 as far as I'm concerned, but you got to take some shots somewhere. I've hit a lot of these top 20s over the past month or two. This has been where I've been buttering my bread, so to speak. So even though I am lacking a little bit of confidence, don't take that to mean that I don't want this, because Brendan Todd hitting a top 20 at plus 350, I'm just used to getting this win now, and I assume it happens again.
Brendan Todd is just tricky. It's such a tough guy, because you look at parts of his game and you're just like, that's not even PGA Tour standard. So like, how can you back him? But he also knows who he is, and I kind of like that about him. Like, he's going to hit fairways. He's going to make putts. Now, these are pretty generous fairways, so some of that's going to be mitigated, and that doesn't help him. But Brendan Todd is surprised time and time again. So I get where you're going with that. My last bet is what we talked about already. It's Grio for a top 10. I hit this last week. I'm going to stick with it. I'm getting better odds, plus 4.5-1 here. You said everything that needs to be said. He is playing good, and it's a simple fact. I'm going to continue to play Grio and DFS and bet Grio until something changes, whether the pricing in the market adjusts or his game regresses. But for years, all we said was if Grio could ever find a putting stroke, watch out. He's found a putting stroke. Maybe it goes away, but he's gained strokes in three straight. And 4 or 5, he's been good on the greens. He's making putts, and he's dialed in with the irons as he normally is. So I get 80-1. I have no problem with that. In fact, I like it quite a bit. I also like giving yourself some additional outs, just like last week. Bet Grio to win. I missed, but I did cash a 4-1 top 10 ticket, and that's what I hope to do again here.
I love it, man. There we go. Another PGA contenders in the books. We do these every week. You don't have to think, oh, I wonder when the next one's coming out, because they're coming out the same time every single week. Do you know what we're talking about next week?
I don't, but I will say this. I know what we're talking about before next week. Stay tuned, because the PGA contenders is going to be posted, the Belmont Stakes contenders video with myself and the man right here, Josh, will be posted before certainly Saturday when this race goes off. So if you're looking to have some fun, you're looking to bet the ponies, it's a great race. We are going to break that down for you, so stay tuned for that video as well.
Love it. PGA Strategy Show, keep your eyes peeled for that one. PGA Live Before Lock tomorrow. And when I say tomorrow, I mean Wednesday night. Make sure you're watching it. Get all of your DFS action as well. Good luck this week. We will talk to you again next week for another edition of the PGA Contenders.